This New Year's Eve, get ready for the ultimate crossover celebration. The Liberty Church Global invites you to join us at one of our three events in either London at the O2 Intercontinental, the Grand Hotel in Birmingham, or at the Landmark Centre, Lagos, Nigeria. Join Dr. Shola Fola Alade and an incredible lineup of guest artists, including Sumi Sola Agbebi, Dare Justified, Prince Emmanuel, and many more. London, Birmingham, or Lagos, you're covered. Start your 2026 with a bang. Doors open at 8 p.m. in the UK and 10 p.m. in Lagos. Head to tlccrossover.com/radio now to grab your free tickets. Three cities, one unforgettable night. Register for your free tickets. tlccrossover.com/radio now.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2 and verse 4. Because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. Jesus was born in the little town of Bethlehem. Even today, it's not a particularly large town with only about 30,000 people, the size of a small market town. However, Bethlehem was full of significance. It was here that Samuel anointed David. The prophet visited the town on God's instruction to find a king to replace Saul. God told him to visit the family of Jesse, and the proud father happily presented his sons to the prophet. One by one, they met with Samuel, but impressive as they were, God didn't consider them suitable. The prophet had to learn that people judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. David was the youngest of the sons, and such an unlikely choice. They hadn't even bothered to invite him in from the fields where he was watching over the sheep and goats. But as soon as he came in, the Lord identified him as the new king. David may not have seemed a likely candidate for the role of king, but he went on to become a formidable military commander and a wise leader of his people. In the centuries that followed, the nation continued to look back on David's reign as the high watermark in their history. What the people of Israel learned was that God often works in surprising ways. Jesus coming from David's family line is a further illustration of that. Who would have thought that the Messiah would enter the world in such a humble way and at such an awkward moment in the nation's history? Surely the Messiah would be welcomed by kings and rulers, or at least by the chief priests and his entourage, but it was not to be. Jesus came to a young couple who had no profile or seniority and well away from the important people in the land. This God of surprises whom we meet in the Christmas story is the one we worship today. Time and again, he comes not to the leaders and the powerful, but to the humble people who simply agree to do his will. In a society in which style, profile, and image mean so much, we need to remind ourselves that although we tend to look at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. So let me ask you a question. How have you seen God working in surprising ways in your own life? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us not to be fooled by people's appearance, but to see them as you do. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.